just happy that Filipino cuisine is doing well in Australia and in Melbourne in general. I'm really excited for what's to come in the future.
Today for Dirty Linen's summer series, we are chatting to Joff Hernandez. He is a Melbourne chef, and his Lutong Lupa is a private dining experience and pop-ups with a focus on vegetarian Filipino food. I am such a keen student of Filipino cuisine, and Joff, I'm really excited to have you on the show. Welcome to Dirty Linen.
Wow, thank you so much for having me, Danny. I'm a huge fan of the show, as I've told you before here. So it's an honor to be here representing the Philippines as well.
Yeah, so good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I've been working in the food industry for around 4 years now, and I moved to Melbourne around 2 years ago to finish my master's in hospitality at the hotel school in here in Lonsdale, by Lonsdale Street here in the city. And I've been working in the hospitality industry as well. I work in cafes, and also I'm currently working at Smith & Daughters. And Lutong Lupa is one of my private dining businesses on the side. It's just a way for me to really make money and have creative expression of Filipino cuisine, because I really believe that it's been underrepresented for a very long time. However, I also see that there's a lot of potential, and moving forward, that Filipino cuisine is already here, I'd say, with a lot of talented chefs around who are doing a lot of great stuff. It's really nice to see that Filipino food is getting more recognition more and more. And so Lutong Lupa is basically one of the businesses that I started during the pandemic. I didn't really have a lot of things to do during the lockdown, because I was staying in a private studio apartment, and I didn't have anything to do for several months. So I thought it would be a good idea to challenge myself to become vegetarian to help me stay, I don't know, grounded during that time, because I have a history with mental illness, like battling mental illness. So I used vegetarian cooking as a means for me to really find certainty in the uncertain times of COVID. Yeah, so that's basically where it started.
Wow, that is really full on. That's amazing. What a powerful introduction. Joff, did vegetarian food, or, you know, this change in your diet help keep you on an even keel? And if so, why do you think it did?
I really feel like shifting my diet to vegetarianism, although now I'm not a full on vegetarian, like I eat like meat every now and then, because, you know, as a chef, like, it's hard to say no when other chefs want you to try their really tasty food, especially if it's Filipino food. We have a lot of delicious, like, meats and seafood. So I couldn't say no to the food that they were offering me. But yeah, I believe that the vegetarianism at that time really helped me focus, because it helps you kind of think, what if you... if you were to cook 3 meals a day that were vegetarian, your mind is going to start rolling, right? You're going to be very active in trying to make all those 3 meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, vegetarian. So that's what I used as like my technique, my method of really grounding myself. And then it caught on later to me wanting to just cook Filipino food in general, but with a plant-based twist. And I just fell down in this rabbit hole of like searching recipes online. And funnily enough, I had been following Smith & Daughters for almost a year at that time when I had arrived in Melbourne. And when I started the private dining, I also saw an opening for the restaurant. So I just went for it. And I guess it just aligned that I was doing from shifting my diet to vegetarianism to creating a plant-based dining that's Filipino, and then making my way to the restaurant where I'm really learning and just embracing all of the opportunities to learn.
That's so exciting. So for people who don't know, Smith & Daughters is a vegan restaurant run by Shannon Martinez. And yeah, so creative. Yeah, that's just so interesting. So Geoff, I'm even more intrigued now to learn about which dishes or memorable meals you're going to talk about for our summer series. Yeah, I'm just so interested how it's going to further elucidate your interesting pathway. So please lay it on me.
Yeah, so since I don't want to be too biased, but I've been doing this for like 10 months now, so for almost a year and a half now. So I would say, like, if people have ever experienced a boodle fight, have you ever heard of a boodle fight, Danny?
Oh my goodness. So yes, I have, but I'm sure I don't understand it properly. But I feel like, is it when you're eating a whole bunch of food with friends around a table and it's with your hands?
Yes, that is correct, and it's become like a culinary like heritage of Filipinos, especially abroad who aren't in the Philippines. It helps them really reconnect with their heritage, because, you know, just the feeling of eating, there's this sense of camaraderie, like, in between, like, the people who are eating, because the boodle has its traces from the military in the Philippines, where many of the soldiers didn't have much to eat on. So when they were in the jungle and exposed to warfare there, they would take away the banana leaves from the forest and pretty much eat with their hands on it as a plate. And so it really evolved from that to something that's become something gimmicky, but at the same time, I guess, as long as you're really respecting the culture and the food, and that doesn't really matter. But a boodle fight is just something I'd say is one of my favorite things to do.
I love it. So does it matter what the food is, or it's just the fact that you're sitting around and you're eating with your hands?
Okay, so that's the very interesting thing. Traditionally, or quote unquote traditionally, it would be a lot of like rice in the middle, because that's our primary carbohydrate in the Philippines, a staple in the Philippines. So there's rice, there's a lot of grilled meats, grilled seafood, not so much emphasis on the vegetables. So that's precisely why, like, I'm trying to turn that thing inside out, where the boodle fight is now focused on the vegetables versus it being primarily about the meat. But yeah, like, mostly feel, yeah, it's really something.
That's so good. So I love that one. Have you got another one to tell me about?
Another food experience, I would say, is like for every Filipino, and sorry for the vegetarians and vegans out there, but it has to be lechon, like lechon, Filipino lechon, like whether it be Cebu lechon or other types of suckling pig that's like roasted and used with the herbs and spices, especially the lemongrass, the star anise, and a lot more herbs and spices that they stuff the lechon with. That's just really tasty. That's something that I would say is truly Filipino, and anybody will really enjoy. It's like eating porchetta or a roast pork banh mi, very similar.
Just absolutely iconic.
Yes, very iconic.
Why do you think it is? You know, like, there's obviously so much in the way of vegetables and fruits that are grown in the Philippines. Like, why do you think it is so unusual to create a vegetarian cuisine?
I think it's mainly about the education of the cooks, because I really think that if the cooks and really knew how to use certain vegetables for new dishes or on existing dishes, they would be able to develop that kind of cuisine. But because there was so much influence with the Americans, the Spanish, the Japanese, the British even at one point, and all of these things that really stopped, I'd say, the Filipinos from really developing their own cuisine because of so much things that happened along the way throughout the last 100, actually more than 400 years from the Spanish. So I think it just got lost because there was so much of the influence from the others that they were, the Spanish were giving us so much of their recipes and also the Chinese with their ingredients. So it didn't, sorry, I'm losing my words. but
no, it's good. I get what you're saying. It's almost like it got sort of drowned in a whole bunch of influences.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. It's and then it just got lost from the cooks because they didn't have their own way to cook things their own way. So they just got used to what was influenced onto them. I think that's just my own personal opinion. That's not fact or anything.
Well, so, I mean, can you give me an example of a vegetarian dish that you've created or that you've adapted from a Filipino classic?
Yes. So one of my favorite dishes is this dish called ginisang munggo, the mung bean stew. Basically, it's our Filipino version of beans and rice. Like we put mung beans and cook it down in a stew with onions, garlic, soy sauce, and other spices. And then we cook down the mung beans so they're like similar to like a dal in Indian cuisine. And then we put it on top of rice. But I didn't think that serving that to a Filipino Australian or Australian market would really take off. So I took the flavors of the mung bean and made it into a hummus so that people would have we would be able to approach it more and in an easier way. And so far it's been working really well. Like, so the mung bean hummus, and I ferment my own tempeh, and I also, and put it with the hummus, and then you can use pita chips to like pick it up and scoop it out. So it's like a modern twist to a Filipino classic. And still using your hands. So it's kind of trying to innovate how we can eat, how we can evolve with the Boodle fight as well.
Oh, Joff, I just love that so much. You know, I'm obsessed with hummus, and now just you've taken it to a whole new level. This is really exciting. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Do you reckon is Australia... I mean, could you have done that in the Philippines, or do you need to come to a third place to do it? Well, when I say third place, I mean, do you need to be like living between cultures as you are a little bit at the moment to be able to do that, just do something so radical?
I don't think you can find it anywhere else. Like, this is really what's unique to what I've experienced here in Melbourne and my experiences in Manila. This hummus, actually, because during lockdown, I was buying like tubs and tubs and tubs of the Obela hummus, like the regular hummus, the one with caramelized onions. And then I just saw like, what if I could, you know, transform like hummus into something that has a Filipino flavor. And then when you fall down that rabbit hole, that's just when you kind of, you know, experiment and see what works and see what doesn't. And I've had a lot of failed dishes that I just have to like put in the bin. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so excited that that one was a winner. It sounds so exciting and good. Joff, is there anything else that you want to tell us about on this little summer show?
Not so much. Like, it's more of like, I'm just happy that Filipino cuisine is doing well in Australia and in Melbourne in general. I'm just really excited to be in the hospitality industry again, like after everything that's happened these last 2 years. And I'm really excited for what's to come in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited. Are you planning to stay in Melbourne? She asks hopefully.
Yes, I plan to stay here for as long as I can.
Yay.
And hopefully have more have more events with Lutong Lupa. We actually have an event on the 20th at Chibog in West Footscray. We're doing 6 courses and we're serving also Cariton Sorbetes from Chef John Rivera, who all of us Filipinos deeply respect here in the community. And yeah, we're so excited that the Filipino food is really taking off, and that's really what we've been fighting for, and it's already here. So we're very pleased, and we'll continue to keep making that a reality.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are doing it, because I'm learning a lot and I love what I'm learning. So, Joff, thank you so much for spending some time with us today and telling us about these dishes, both old and radical. I absolutely love it. Good luck with the event at Chibog as well. And I hope to eat your food soon.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you so much, and hope to speak to you guys soon.
Yeah, you take care. This is Dirty Linen, and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you. This.